It's Enzo here, and welcome to the Race Driver Coach blog post called 7 Life and Success Lessons from a Race Car. This is how you can live your life like a race car to increase your chance of success at no matter what you want to do in life. Wow, I've just been told that this is the first recording that we've done in 2017. It's flaming February now. So I'm sorry it's been so long since I did it, but we've been in Australia, been working hard, we've got had IndyCar tests, we've been all over the place so far this year. I didn't really spend any time at home in January or in the studio, so apologies for that. Now we're back on track. And I want to kick off with, a crazy title. I mean, how can you get... Just think about this. How can you get life skills and success skills, especially 7 of them, from a flaming race car? And then take them and apply them into your life straight away. How is that even possible, Moochie? How can you do that? Well, let's just get a bit deeper into this, right? Let me explain myself before you think I've gone a bit off the rails. But most of the people that visit this blog post will view a race car as just a vehicle that they freight the guts out of and drive as fast as possible. But I'm here to show you that a race car can actually be more valuable than that. Even though you're human, consisting of flesh and blood, and a race car is an inanimate object consisting of metal and oil, you can still learn something from a race car. How? Well, a race car is something that's built for purpose. It's specifically designed in a way to do a certain task, to win, to be first, to be fastest. And the way that it's built, the character, the metaphor, the philosophy, should we say, that this car is built, if you learn what that philosophy is, or just 7 points which we're going to go through today, and apply them into your life, you watch what happens. You just see how close and how linked they are to human performance, to human success, for you to achieve whatever dream you have in life. No matter whether it's racing, it could be with your business, it could be with your family, your personal life. If you apply these, you're going to get results. You're going to get closer to what you want to achieve. I mean, the likelihood is you are a racer and you know what it's like when you work with your car, when you feel comfortable, when it fits you like a glove and it feels like it's just an extension of you. Well, I want to take that one step further because you're used to directing the car, turning it, telling it where to go. But this time, let's turn the tables. Let it direct you, show you what it does well and just see if you can apply these things. And that's the thing in life, right? If you're looking for ways of improving yourself and getting what you need and the shortcuts or whatever it is you're after, you just need to get something now and you're after the best tools and techniques possible. You find inspiration in quite crazy places, like a race car or a film or something. It could be a character that doesn't even exist. And you find inspiration, life lessons, success secrets as such. And this is what we're doing here. It is a bit crazy, but one of the main things in life now that everybody knows that if you want to achieve something out of the ordinary, you've got to be a bit crazy. You can't be that sane. Sane is for people that are happy with the ordinary, the average, that are okay settling. But the people that listen to this blog, they're not that type. They are a bit loose. They're prepared to do stuff that puts them in risk, that energizes them to wake up every single day. So if this blog just seems a bit crazy to you, then perfect. There might be something in here for you. So let's get to it. The number one thing I've got on this list, the 7 things, the number one thing is that a race car just switches on and goes. No emotion, no second thought, no procrastination, unless it's broken down or something isn't working on it. But usually you put the ignition on, you fire it up, and it's ready to go. It's ready to give you 100% of its capacity just by you pushing down that throttle, steering it around the corners, hitting the brakes as hard as you can. It gives you everything, every single time. And something a lot of my drivers have heard many times before is, you know what? I want you to be bulletproof. I want you to be like a race car, a gearbox, an engine. Now, what does an engine do? As soon as you turn it on, it goes. I want you as a driver to have that skill. There is no this fear factor and things. It's just I turn up and go. Less thought, less hesitation. Turn on, go. Turn on, go. Now, if you do this in life, if you do this in your race, and if you do this at the start of a race, if you do it in a very critical time and you're not talking yourself into some kind of submission, you will succeed more. Heck, you'll fail more, of course. But as a result, you will succeed more. A car, switch on and goes. It has no second thought. It doesn't let emotion get in its way on a certain day. It doesn't have really off days unless there's something mechanically wrong. This is how you've got to be. This is an aim of yours. So number one, remember this. A car is there, turn on and go. And it's your job to be the same. It's your job to let yourself perform on demand when you need to, or should we say, every single time. Not just when you feel like it. Not just when you've done the proper warm-up that you should do. This is just for you to say, right, I go, I perform. I finish, I go home. Done. There's no more emotion needed, is there really? That's all there is to it. You allow yourself to perform. That's what it's all about. That's a whole big subject, but number one is switch on and go. Okay, number two is keep things simple. That really is simple. But if you look at a race car, you can see and you know full well that it's not really that complicated. You've got the monocoque at the front, then you've got the engine and the gearbox, if it's talking about a Formula car here, then the wheels and the drive shafts and things. But really, in essence, it's a very simple car. A mechanic with very basic skills can look at a race car, a Formula car, and go, yeah, it's quite simple and obvious. And why are race cars so basic? Well, it's because the goal is basic. You've got to have a race car, a Formula car especially, that's light, fast, good handling, and will make it to the end of the race. Four criteria, that's it. How complicated can it be? You've got the monocoque, you've got the engine and the gearbox, right? And you've got to make that as light as possible. Still handle well, so it's got to be balanced, and it's got to get to the end of the race. It's got to win. So we need to make it light. We have to shed everything off it that's going to hamper its performance. Nothing is on there just for aesthetic reasons, right? Everything has a purpose. And if it is on there for a purpose, it's the lightest thing they can get and durable, and it performs well. Due to every component having this as their philosophy, the overall thing of what it's got to do for the car, we then label it as a race car. And if it's done well, it's a race-winning race car. I want you to take note of that. Because this is the same for you. This is the same for you in your personal life. If you make your life or you design your life in a way that directly points towards your goal or makes your goal a lot easier to achieve because you haven't got like toxic relationships, you haven't set your life up so it's complicated, so you're juggling too many things. If you have a business, you're running it in a way that allows you to have the free time so you can dedicate it to the racing. You're not juggling too many things at once. You haven't got things dragging you down, people in your life that are not helping you. If you're serious about achieving something, then your life has to be designed in a way that allows you to go get it, right? That's what this is in essence is saying. So there's no point having all these trimmings, all these things that don't really matter, and you're just thinking they're going to get you closer, but when they're really not. You've got to shed the weight. So really, you just got to have a life that helps you rather than hinders you. That's number two. Keep things basic. Right, number three is fixable. There's something about a race car. If the engine blows, the gearbox blows, if you have a slight crash, you can fix it. You get a new part, you take the old one off, you put the new one on, and on you go. Done. This is something that can be quite confusing, but this is something that obviously we can do. And when I say fixable, I mean mentally. And it's about your past. No matter what has happened to you in the past, if you deal with it, if you view it in a certain way, if you move on from it, if you take lessons from it and you thank God that you had this happen in your life because now it's improved you and you move on, that's fixing it. Because as we all know, the past is the past and we can't change it. Well, if we can change it, we do. But if we can't, we have to either learn from it or change the meaning and let it go. Either way, it's got to build us as a person. It's got to help us move forward, to improve, to evolve. We've all made mistakes, some big, some small, but we take from them and we move on. And that's what I mean by fixable. Something's happened to a race car that's knocked the wishbones off. What do? Oh, what a shame. We put another one on and we carry on. If you can adapt this skill, if you can adapt this skill of getting over the past and then changing the parts, so to speak, and then moving on, moving forwards and being better for it, learning from it, there's going to be no stopping you. That's like number one rule of being bulletproof in life, mentally. It's okay, I've had a past, everybody has. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to dwell in it and live it over and over and over again so it just stays in the present? Or are we going to step out of this past memory that we keep reliving See it in a way that helps us and then move on. I think you know what the answer is. And if you spend time in this area and getting yourself clear of the past, then not only as a race driver, if you are a race driver, not only as a race driver are you going to be able to be free in your mind, but in life itself, you won't live there anymore. You'll be going towards this goal that you have in mind. So number three, as much as you can, be fixable. Number four, get the right people to help you. Now, there's something that a race car that's winning, it's got good people around it. It's got tremendous mechanics. It's got amazing engineers. And the driver needs to be pretty good as well, of course. Even the team manager. Everyone around a successful race car is pretty damn good. And you don't have to be some kind of genius to see the link there between you and a race car that's successful. The people that you have around you are very important and crucial, actually, if you want to get something out of this life. You can't have people that are, like I said before, toxic, that are sapping from you, that are distracting you all the time, that are defeating you mentally when they say you can't do that, you can't do this, and they try and bring you down to their level. You've got to bat higher than that. You've got to be with people that are not only better and more advanced than you at this present moment in the skills that you need, but you need people that support you. So when you're with these people that have maybe achieved more at the moment, they raise your standards, right? You feel like you've got to achieve more in order just to get on with them. It's that kind of bar that's being raised that will get you to where you want to be. And you listen to like a Steve Jobs and an Elon Musk, they will always say that I'm only as good as the people around me. These are two people that have pretty much changed our worlds, our reality in some way. And they realized early on that if I get good people together and give them a vision, wow, anything's achievable. We can ping the universe. That way of thinking is mirrored in that race car, in a race car, in a successful team. But I want you to have it in your life. If you feel like you're the only one in your environment, in the way you live, that has this energy and this determination to go forwards and this need for improvement, this need for going for big goals, then you better find somebody to bounce off with as well. Somebody else, because two people, three people, four people with the same kind of vision that all want the same thing, even if it's in a different sector, but they want to advance themselves. You get these people together, they're much more powerful than just one person with a dream. Then, if you get people with certain skills that can help you, and maybe you've got skills that can help them, there's no saying how far you can go. That's the real recipe for success. So you make sure that you've got the right people around you. And then it's your job to inspire them with a goal so everyone comes together and together everybody achieves more. Right, have you got this so far? So tip number one was switch on and go. Number two was keep things simple. Design your life in a way that allows you to go get that goal that you've got in your head and not one that takes you away from it. And number three was be fixable. Just like a car, if it's had a crash in the past, you just replace that, you rejig it and on you go. This is what you've got to do to yourself if you really want to unleash what you've got inside and direct it straight towards your goal. And number four was get the right people. Just like a race car's got all the right people working on it, and I mean a successful race car, a winning race car, you need to do the same for your life, for your racing, for your career, for your relationships, whatever it is that you've got in mind that you want to achieve. Now this moves us on to number five, which is another great thing a race car does, and that is makes as much noise as it can. Now we're in the realm of marketing, sales, self-marketing. If you want to stand out, if you want to be the best in a certain industry or something, even if it's somebody you want to chat up and take on a date, then they've got to know about it. Everybody's got to know about your goals or your services or products, whatever it is you're selling, even your sponsorship. Every single corporation has got to know what you're offering. They got to hear it over and over again. It's got to be loud, just like a racing exhaust. Now, if a car is limited to 108 decibels, right? That car, that race car, usually makes sure it gets to that 108. You put an exhaust on it, it uses all it can. It screams as loud as it possibly can. That's a success lesson. I would say that marketing and sales, making sure people know about you, is pretty much one of the most important success secrets. It's not even a secret, everybody knows it, but hardly anyone's doing it, right? Everyone's a best kept secret really at the moment. But what you've got to do is shout so loud that people can't ignore you. And if they are ignoring, you shout louder. And if they're not quite peed off with you, you shout again and again and again. And when they are peed off with you, you still shout again and again. You've got to get out there and let everybody know what you're up to and what you can offer them. This is the only way that you will get what you want. This takes confidence. This takes strategy. This takes knowing how to sell and close somebody. But really, as a rule, just like a race car, you've got to scream. I mean, look what happened in F1. F1 made the engines quieter. Then people started to just turn their backs on F1. Even in the grandstand, you'd get bored after 20 minutes and go and get a hot dog or something. If you're working, you can just ignore the cars and say, oh, well, were the F1s out then? You say, yeah, it was a brilliant session. You missed it. But before they change the sound of the engine, or change the engine, should we say, let's be a bit more precise here. Before they changed the engines and the sound as a consequence went down, we loved F1. We had to cover our ears. They were screaming. You could hear them for miles and miles, and it attracted people. It made them say, that is the fastest car in the world. Even if it wasn't, they still thought it was because of how loud it was. It was screaming louder than most of the cars that you'd ever hear anywhere else. And it was a beautiful sound as well. It was the kind of sound that would turn your skin inside out and you'd have goose pimples and you'd be loving every second of it. This again is something I want you to take on. How today can you shout louder about what you do in a way that people like to hear it? And this is something I want you to ask yourself every single day. Who else can I tell about my goals? Who else can I sell to? Who else can help me? How can I promote myself better than I am at the moment? You've got to shout loud. You've got to be that screaming F1 engine in life. Obviously, this is metaphorical, right? You don't go around screaming, but you make sure everybody knows about you and everybody hears your mission. Whether it's something you're selling to them or whether you're trying to get them to fall in love with your story, bang on them doors. Let them all know what you're up to and keep doing that every single day. And believe me, then you'll get sponsorship. Then you'll start to get reaction. Then you'll start to get the right people around you that also have that mission or would like to be a part of that mission. This is how you do it. This is how you generate people. And this is how you build your confidence and you get out there and you live the life that you know you're capable of. So number 5 is a big one. Make as much noise as you can. Number 6, be fast. Now that is what a race car is, or should be, right? It's fast. It works best when it's flat out. It has a power band that's quite high up the rev range, and this is the same as you. You've got to work, you've got to operate, and you've got to act fast. There's no waiting, there's no procrastinating. If you want to be successful in life, there's none of that. You've got to act immediately. We live in a very quick world now, and you've still got to be ahead of it. You still got to beat the competitors, not just on track, but off track. No spending days just doing nothing. You have a goal. It's important to you. So you better act fast before it's too late. Every time you have a thought of what you can do to grow your position, to get closer to your goal, you do it. It's a bit like number 1. You switch on and go. That's what you've got to do. You've got to be fast in life. The slow person hardly ever wins. Okay, there's the tortoise and the hare story, which is great. If the hare keeps getting distracted, then fair enough, they might lose. But that's not like you. You're not going to be distracted because you've got to be clear on your goals and specifically design your life so it takes you that way, all right? So you're not going to have the same problem as the hare, but you've got to move fast. If you have an idea, act on it. You can't just think of a goal. Think of something you should do and then leave it for tomorrow. That's not fast enough. That's slow. That is like the death siren to any goal. If you are putting things off to tomorrow, to Monday, to whenever it is, you're not really going to do it. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got that mentality, then you will fail at the goals you've got in mind. I mean, have you ever had an idea, a business idea, and you think, oh, that's amazing, and you keep it in your head for months, years, if not, and then all of a sudden you see somebody else has done it? Or you had a thought that you didn't act on and you wish you did because now somebody else is reaping the benefits from something that you thought of ages ago. They take the laurels. They take the rewards. They get what you could have had when you had the inspiration back then. Don't live that life. Don't be the person that thinks of something and puts it off. You've got to be fast. See yourself as this race car. You switch yourself on, you go. Same with an idea. You have an idea. You have something in mind that you want to do to increase improve your life as it is now and takes you closer to what you want to achieve. You do it. Don't put it off. get the right people around you, and initiate action straight away. Okay, and lastly, number 7, what you see is what you get. Now, this is quite a strange one, but let's just go back to the race car. If you've got a Formula car, you can see it's got all the body panels on and everything like that, the body, the engine cover, the whole lot. It's all on there. And then you take them off. There's no surprise what you find underneath, is there? You knew full well that the engine would be there, the gearbox would be there, and the monocoque would be here, the steering wheel would be where it is, the suspension. You pretty much knew that. You didn't even have to take the bodywork off, really. No surprise. That is, what you see is what you get. When you look at a race car, you pretty much know what to expect. This is actually something that will help a lot of people. If you live a life where people see you and they know exactly what kind of person you are from the outside, you do live by this, what you see is what you get. Not being rude, because I know a lot of people take it too far and they just become very unpopular by being outspoken and hurting people's feelings. I don't mean that. What I do mean is if you can just imagine now a successful person, an uber, ultra successful person that you have in mind, one of the most successful people you could even mention, think of one now. And you pretty much know straight away that if you even spend 2 minutes with that person, you will see precisely why they are so successful. You'll get it. They're not hiding behind some shell. They're not worried about what you're going to think about them. They're out there with their heart on their sleeve. And it's not that they don't give a damn what people think. They've just got a bigger agenda. So they can't help but have their internal on the outside. They can't help but have their feelings, their thoughts, their emotions, their goals portrayed all over their body. They might as well be tattooed. Because if you are going to live by tip number one on what we've said here, which is start and go, if you're going to live by that, then you've got to be the kind of person that is what you see is what you get. Because you just go. You just do stuff that needs to be done no matter what it takes. And the kind of person that doesn't do that, the kind of person that hides behind a front, who isn't themselves in front of others, who isn't prepared to go full out because they're scared of consequence, they're not really being themselves, they're not really living in a congruent way to how they want to be, those are the people that can't succeed. They find it too hard. It's like living two lives. But if you've got a goal, like a race car, that's very specific, very simple, and you design your life in a way that will allow you to get that goal, and you make as much noise as you're doing it, and you get the right people around you, and you're flexible, so you've got over your past. If you've got all these things working for you, and you act fast, then you've got to have this, what you see is what you get about you. People would just take a look at you and go, wow, that person is on fire. That person doesn't give two damns about if they fail or not. They're just going for it. The kind of person of what you see is what you get is the kind of person that will hold it flat in a fast corner. They know that there's a big chance that they're going to come off, but they also know that to get P1, they must hold it flat. Where somebody who lives two lives, who's tricking themselves, who's worrying about what others think of them so they act a certain way and is scared of failure, won't take it flat. They'll lift because they'll think of consequence. This now has made them into two separate personalities. The person they want to be, that they know can achieve this. They know that can achieve this goal of going through this corner flat. But then they've got the other side of them that talks them into lifting off the throttle, slowing down, boom. Boom's probably the wrong thing to say, but straight away, they've lost P1. They're probably P2, 3, 4, 5, 6, who knows? But they've lifted. And that's just in the car. If you're outside the car and you're going into a sponsorship meeting or you're doing something else in life that you need to perform on, but you're a little bit worried about what people think, so you put a front on again and you're acting like somebody else, you're not going to attract the right kind of people to help you. You're not going to be able to perform freely enough so you get the best out of yourself. What I want you to take from this one, number 7, is to be you. Introduce the world to the real you, the person that you know can achieve the goal you've got in mind. Not the person that you want people to see, not the person that you want to settle and fit in with everybody so you're not judged. Screw that. If you want this, if it's important to you, and you realize that you've only got one chance at this life, then you better be the person that you really are. The person you are on the inside is beautiful, is magical, can do anything they want to, so why hide them? Just because a few people, you might collect a few haters or whatever, just because a few people might judge you or you're scared of consequence, don't be that person. Allow yourself to perform by being who you really are on the inside and let them out into the outside. Wear that heart on the sleeve. Be the real you. Just do this alone and you will be like a race car. People will look deeper into you. They'll want to probe and see what you're really all about and say, you know, this person is genuine. The way they are now is the way they really are. And in doing so, you will feel more confident. People will like you more, be drawn to your mission, will want to help you. So there's so many benefits in this. You know, I'm going off on one now, but there's so many different benefits of you letting the real you out. So that's it. But let's just run through it again really quick. Number one, switch on and go. Number two, keep things simple. Number three, be fixable. Number four, get the right people to help you. Number five, make as much noise as you can. Number six, be fast. And number seven, be the kind of person who is what you see is what you get. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. This has been a long one, hasn't it? But thank you for sticking with it. And if you have an 8, a 9, a 10, more ways that a race car could help you succeed, then let me know. And if you do actually take the time to apply some of these into your work ethic, into your life, into your racing, let me know how that goes. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.